thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. That's right. Go ahead and engage the Holy Ghost, God. Work in us, talk to us, direct us. Yes, you will. Yes, you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This entire weekend, the Holy Ghost has given us a special and significant touch. He knows exactly how we need and what we need. And he's always the same, no matter when it is. He's always the same. But he has just a way of coming upon us just in the way that we need it. And our needs change. God never changes. And so he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly at any time or any place for us. We thank the Lord. Thank God. And you may be seated. And we welcome guests that are with us here in the house and also online. Thank you for joining us. And speaking of guests, but really back home, Sister Susan Holman, it is so nice to see you. Thank you for coming today. And we have been praying for Sister Holman and family and the loss of Brother Holman. They pastored in St. Robert or in that vicinity for how many years, Susan? 16? Yeah, 16 years. And of course, came from this church. And so welcome back home today, Sister Holman. And thank you to this church. And Sister Susan has expressed it to me personally, her thanks for the giving of this church to try to be a blessing for her during this time of transition. A lady of the kingdom, and we're so thankful that you are with us today, Sister Susan, and every guest that is here. Thank you for coming to be with us here today. This weekend is about another step in our being obedient to the charge of the Lord when he said, you go into all the world. And sometimes people go by actually physically attending to an area of our world, and then there's others of us who go by the prayers we've been praying this week. By the way, last night, a powerful time of prayer. It's archived, and if you get a chance to go back, we heard a word from the Lord from Sister Hannah Wright, and the touch and the presence of God was just so definite upon us, and we thank the Lord for that. But last night and today in the services already, and the Spanish church will be having their mission service a little bit later, and we're going to be praying for them and praying about that. But in every touch, every part of each of these services thus far, and it is here today. We do want his kingdom to come. And I like the way that song says it, here. We want it everywhere, but we need it here. And the Lord is touching us, and we're thankful for that. We're very thankful to have with us Brother Sladen and then Brother and Sister Harold Linder. Brother Sladen will be coming in just a few moments, and he will be sharpening and helping us to get a clearer focus on our faith promise commitments that we will be giving today. And then also Brother and Sister Linder. Brother Linder will be coming to minister the word of the Lord. Brother Scotty Slayton serves as the secretary of our General Global Missions Department of the United Pentecostal Church. He is a missionary at heart. The constituency and the Lord pried him out of El Salvador. And probably if he had his heart's desire, he would be there as a missionary. But the will of the Lord was for him to serve the United Pentecostal Church. And thank you, Brother Sladen, for being here today. And he'll be coming in just a little while. And then it's very nice to have back with us. It's been a while. But Brother and Sister Harold Linder, who pastor Heaven View United Pentecostal Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Isn't that a neat name? Heaven View. Sometimes with all the stuff you're going through down here, you got to keep heaven in view. And it helps to attend Heaven View United Pentecostal Church. And, of course, Brother and Sister Linder both have not only just a burden for global missions, but have been involved in various global mission efforts, attending mission works at various parts of the world. And he presently is a global missions director of our North Carolina district. And so we're very happy and we welcome them to Apostolic Pentecostal Church today. Would you just give them a welcome, Brother and Sister Linda, Brother Sladen, thank you for coming to be with us today. Linda will come and open the word of the Lord in just a couple of moments. I just have this simple instruction to you today. Leave yourself open. And I speak that I feel like from the command of the Lord, from an experience earlier this morning. God is going to do something in this service today that is going to be life impacting. Amen. He impressed that thought. He is going to do something life impacting. And when that thought first came, I immediately only thought of those of us who would be gathered in these services today. And that is going to happen. It could mean a call. God spoke no specifics to me. I have no specifics in mind. It could mean a particular call to a particular field. It could mean some direction, maybe not for global missions, but for some other kind of North American mission, or it could just be to be the church and the mission. But do not be surprised if God knocks on the door of your heart or tugs at your life today. Because I feel like he told me he was going to do it. And then, following that initial thinking, it came to me that, yes, lives are going to be touched, but not just those who are gathered in these services and those of you who are viewing online, but people around this world are going to be impacted both in this life and in eternal life because of the prayers that are being... Folks, I just encourage, you've already been doing this, but put your heart in the worship and in the word and the prayer, because one line of prayer, one prayer can make a difference for somebody that's in your neighborhood or somebody in Nigeria or somebody else. God just told me, he said it's going to happen to them. And so we're just trying to fulfill. I feel like what we give in foreign, in global mission service, I mean the service and everything we do, and there is a lot of work that goes into this. Brother Reaver and others have put a lot of time and work and then are giving. But really, I feel like it's just loaves and fishes because we want to do so much more. We want to feed the whole multitude. But all we have is loaves and fishes. But we serve a miracle worker today. Hallelujah. And if he has spoke to us that he is going to do something with this service, you can trust it. He is going to do something with this service. So I ask you to leave yourself open to that. I want Brother Sladen, if he would, and Brother and Sister Linda to stand right where they are. Thank you, Sister Lisa Linda, for coming to be with your husband and to be with us. I want us to pray for them, for as they minister today and then also in their respective roles, Brother Sladen in Global Missions, Brother and Sister Linda there pastoring in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And thanks to their church for allowing us to have them for this week. But would you just pray, whatever you feel to pray, their direction, just stretch a hand toward them. God, I thank you for these folks. I thank you for their commitment. And I thank you for any sacrifice that has been made to be able to be with us here at APC and help fulfill your will for this missions conference. I pray your anointing upon them as they minister today, Brother Sladen and Brother Linder. I pray your anointing upon them today. I pray your blessings, oh God, and Sister Linder, give her your touch and your direction, and bless Heaven View Church today in their services and in their mission there in Winston-Salem. Thank you for them, God. Use them for your glory. I thank you now. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. We're asking for it In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you stand together? Brother Linder is coming. He will open the word of the Lord today.
Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord, everyone. The presence of the Lord is here in such a beautiful and powerful way. And I'm so thankful to be here today. I know that you folks have awesome mission conferences and awesome church, whether I'm here or not. So I feel very blessed that my wife and I can be here, this beautiful church family that has such a legacy of faith and giving and working. And I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I love your pastor and his family, the leadership of this church, their hospitality, but beyond that, the legacy of their faithfulness is something that really is legendary. And I want to say to Brother Slayton how much I appreciate being with him, and the work that he does is just monumental for the kingdom of God at this time. And then I have to say that it is awesome to be with the A through J's. Oh my goodness. I was here earlier with the K through Z's. Oh my, you don't want to be there. You don't want to be a part of that. You know, if I lived in this area, I would change my name to Blender so I could go to church with the A through J's, just mix it up with the people of God here. Now, I know there's liable to be some K through Z's that are a little bit offended right now. If you're worshiping with us online, I just want you to know, if you can't be with the ones you love the ones you're with. That's all I got to say about that. I hope you're hearing from God today. Matthew 14, I may never get invited back, but I had fun while I was here. Whoever put together that hospitality basket, I'm taking that home for my entire family. And I'm not just talking to my kids. I got relatives coming over when I get home tomorrow. We're going to have Thanksgiving all over again. Matthew 14, and many of you are familiar with the ferocious storm that came upon the seas when the apostles were out there at the direction of the Lord. A lot of us have been through some stormy weather this last year. And yet I love this little portion of Matthew 14 and verse 28. And Peter answered Jesus and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And I just feel like, and Pastor already has alluded to it, Jesus is calling us to step out today. And I know it involves that faith promise card, but don't limit it to that card. I am certain from the youngest child that can understand what I'm saying today to someone that served God maybe even longer than many of us have been alive, God wants you to take a step of faith today. It will include the card, but it will go beyond the card. You will make a difference for global missions because you do it every year. But you're going to make a difference for your mission today too, in Jesus' name. I want to just preach for a little bit. Step out by faith. Let's ask the Lord one more time. Lord Jesus, you know the constraints of time. You know everything we're trying to accomplish. But in this moment, God, we want you to be glorified. I want to be someone you can use for your purpose, Lord. I want to see the power of your presence working in this place. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, we love you for it, God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Maybe some of you can recall that service or that situation where you heard about Calvary for the first time, and at least on that occasion, something got a hold of your soul and you knew Jesus died for me. You went up to that altar, you repented of your sins. Somewhere in that circumstance, you were baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody remember when you were filled with the Holy Ghost, even speaking with other tongues? Wasn't that awesome? You know how that happened? You stepped out by faith. You responded to the word of God, and God made all the difference. In my church years ago, there was a man that came up to the front. I did not know this, But he told me later he was told that the Holy Ghost is not real, that it's just something fake and phony. These are his words. He had never read about it in the Bible. He stood in the center aisle right near the front, and he said, I thought it was fake, and I thought it was phony, but I felt like a river stirring right here in my stomach, and I burst out speaking words I never spoke before. You know why that happened? He took a step of faith. Oh, I hope somebody here today will say, this is my day to step out in faith. I might have my face covering. I might have to stay 6 feet away from everybody else, but I'm going to get closer to Jesus and the miracle that he has for me today. We all step out by faith so that we can receive the salvation that Jesus has for us. But that is not the end of the steps of faith. Every time he calls us out, we take another step. Jesus bid me come. And that is the beautiful story of our missionaries, that they take a step of faith that leads them around the world, but they are responding to the same God that you and I are responding to today. And we are required, just like them, when we hear his voice, Jesus bid me come, I'm going to step out by faith. I heard a while back of one of our Bible school students in Nigeria that took a step of faith, went on to Bible college to learn the revelation that there's only one God and his name is Jesus, to experience this wonderful salvation and the gospel. And he went home and took another step of faith, went back to his denominational congregation, and they had 18 baptized in Jesus' name and 17 filled with the Holy Ghost, because all of them were stepping out of the boat and stepping in the water and trusting God with a step of faith. I was 23, 30 years ago, when Jesus said to me, step out by faith. In that season, it was a call to preach. My brother and I together were going to go evangelize. We probably didn't know what it meant. Didn't know how to spell it, but we had heard from God. We were getting out of the boat. We were stepping in the water. Our first revival was scheduled about 5 hours from where we live by car. We didn't own a car. The night before we were to leave, we were packing our bags. We were both living at home. My mom was very concerned because we told her we got enough money to get there on Amtrak, but we don't have enough to get home. But we figure by the time we're done eating at that place for a few days, they'll send us back home, because we're still big eaters. And we were getting ready, and she was getting more nervous, and the doorbell rang in our little apartment 404 in Flushing, New York. Can anything good come out of Flushing? You ought to try it. You'll get that later on, but I tell you right now, it's important to get that. And we heard the doorbell ring. This little Korean family that lived underneath us, apartment 310 down the hall underneath us. My best friend, Ho Lee, lived there with his parents, who were not church people at all. They brought us an envelope with some money in it because they heard we were doing something religious. It was all the money we needed for a round trip ticket on the train to go for our first revival. I'm just saying that when God is calling you, it don't always make sense. When God is calling you, he's not calling you based on your ability. He's just saying, if you're tired of just sitting in that boat and watching the wind and feeling the rain and you're ready to take a step out, oh, I just feel like today is a day of destiny, because somebody's going to make up their mind. I'm not going to watch the wind anymore. I'm not just going to let the rain pelt my face. I'm going to hear the voice of God. He's going to bid me come, and I'm going to step out by faith. be what he wants me to be. That's what giving is all about when it comes to missions. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. This is a church that has sowed bountifully for decades and decades, and we recognize here at Apostolic Pentecostal Church that everyone one of us can purpose to give, and when we give, we're going to give cheerfully because God loves a cheerful giver. We may not understand what he asks of us today, but we know he loves us when we step out of the boat and we just give. I doubt it needs to be said here, but every now and then I have to remind the folks where I serve, if you're not giving already, you're not even in the boat. And surely we understand that giving is a part of our relationship with the Lord. But faith promise is not just about sitting on the boat, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Faith promise is about stepping out on the water. Faith promise is about saying, I feel like Jesus is bidding me come. And so I got to get out of my comfort zone giving and just obey the word of the Lord. Ecclesiastes says, cast thy bread upon the water, for thou shalt find it after many days. A few more verses down, it says, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. My brothers and sisters, this is not the time to watch the wind. This is not the time to let the storm stop you. I know we're in a pandemic. I know the world's gone crazy. But my brothers and sisters, if you read this old Bible story, you got to remember that Jesus did not step on the boat until somebody stepped in the water. If we're going to make it through this season, it's going to be because we have faith in Jesus Christ. And when he speaks to us, we will obey him. We will trust him. As a new pastor 20 years ago, I tried to get my church to launch out in the deep. And we had an old building with a gravel parking lot. And it was Brother Slayton that came to one of our first faith promises. It was powerful the way God used him. But I told our church that was not acquainted with this wonderful ministry the way all of you are, I said, you know what? We have a gravel parking lot that we cannot afford to pave, but if we will give what we have to the work of God, God will take care of our needs while we're caring for the needs of others. They responded so beautifully. We started helping missionaries, and we've never looked back. And within a year, a man that doesn't go to our church, a man that's never been in our church, he wrote the checks over $30,000 to pave our lot. I'm not saying that we give to receive, but I am saying when you step out of the boat and you step into the water, some powerful things happen. My brothers and sisters, in the middle of a pandemic, thank you, Pastor, for giving us a chance today to hear the voice of God and to step out into the water, because God is going to honor the faith of this church, and victories and miracles are going to come in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And I will say, and I'm bringing my remarks to a close, but it extends beyond our money. There is a revival happening right now. There was a word from God last night that you've got to hear from the prayer meeting. What was amazing to me is we just had a tongues and interpretation at our church on Wednesday night Bible study, and so much of the theme was exactly the same as what we heard last night. The reality is God is sending a message to his church. It's harvest time. It's time to reap even where you haven't sown. It's time to believe God for souls. And so as I preach to you today, You need to step out of the boat and you need to take a step of faith. It does include a faith promise card, but it also includes somebody on your job that has never wanted to come to church, somebody in your family that's backslidden away from God. And I'm just asking you to hear the voice of God today. And if he tells you to step out of the boat and be used by him supernaturally, please take the step of faith. I want to say this, and I know it's going to sound crazy, but even our children today, I want to say to any of you children that understand what this preacher's saying, if God speaks to you to pray for a sick relative, a sick grandparent, or whatever, I beg you to step out of the boat and just pray in Jesus' name, because we are living in the last days and we serve a miracle working God. I beg you, church. In fact, I'd like you to raise your hands right now and say, it's not just going to be about me filling out a card. I'm going to fill out a card, but every service, every day, I feel like this message is designed to remind us, I'm going to respond to the will of God on my job, in my family, in my ministry. Lord Jesus, as we heard last night, let the gifts of the Spirit be loosed in this church on a new level as we begin to trust each other to understand we are hearing from God. God is directing us in these last days, and miracles are happening for the people of God that step out by faith. Musicians, if you would come. A while back, we had a widow in our church that was in a service like this, and she felt to give $1,000. She didn't have a lot of money, but she had that much, and she gave it to missions. And she got a hold of me within a few days. She said, nobody knows I gave that $1,000, and nobody knows the other needs that I had. But she said, the very same week that I gave the $1,000, I received a check for $5,500 in the mail. She said it was from a family member that I never hear from, that has never done anything like that before. But in the note, he said, I felt to give this to you. And because I know you're a church-going person, I didn't just give you the $5,000, I gave you the tithe. So you could give the tithe on the $5,000. I'm not saying we give to receive, but I am saying if it's a widow, or if it's a child, or if it's a faithful saint of God that's given to missions all your life, when God calls you in the next few moments to step out of the boat, this is the season to say, I know the wind is blowing. I know the rain is crashing down. Sometimes I feel like my little vessel's not even going to make it to the other side, but I have faith in Jesus Christ. Would you raise your hands right now as Brother Sladen comes, and would you pray that kind of prayer? Lord Jesus, I trust you right now.